Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Batting third. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dave Rigetti. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Walkenfuss and he is safe. Mumphrey steals second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Walkenfuss moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Walkenfuss trying to get to home. Mumphrey throws the ball into Cerrone who tags Walkenfuss who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Trammell moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Righetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gibson moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Gibson scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Herndon scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Winfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Righetti fires to first and picks off Trammell. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. John Pacella now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Cabell tags and moves to third. Gibson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Mumphrey moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mumphrey moves to third. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Winfield throws the ball into Nettles who relays the ball to Randolph who tags Trammell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey who is chasing the ball. Cabell reaches third base with a triple. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randolph fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winfield. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7 to nothing, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing second base. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 9-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Glenn Wilson now playing center field. Dan Pitre now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Frazier now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Winfield moves to third. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Winfield tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Tigers. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ken Griffey pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.